Republican presidential candidates are making their final pitches to New Hampshire voters. That primary is on Tuesday, and the stakes are high. And in addition to campaigning on the ground and meeting voters, the candidates and the groups supporting them are flooding the airwaves in the Granite State. Here to tell us about what they're saying and just how much money is being spent there is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hey there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Domenico, just a few days to go until the primary. What are New Hampshire voters hearing from the candidates?
Well, New Hampshire could be Nikki Haley's last stand, so this is vitally important to her. The super PAC supporting her is dominating the airwaves, and it's turning to Chris Sununu, who's the popular Republican New Hampshire governor, and he's endorsed her.
There are now only two candidates who can win. One is surrounded by chaos and drama. That's the Donald Trump we all know. The other is honest and hopeful. That's Nikki Haley.
You know, we also know independents are a huge factor in New Hampshire, and there's a new group that's popped up supporting Haley, Independents Moving the Needle, spending about $1 million on ads just in the last few days featuring people from around the state and why they're for her.
That seems like a big chunk of cash in just a couple days. How much are we seeing spent in New Hampshire overall?
I mean, in total, in the past year, it's been $76 million. You know, $9 million of that, though, has been just in the past week. Most of it is from pro-Haley groups. The rest from Trump and his allies. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, not on the air at all anywhere.
Huh. Makes it seem like there's a two-person race in New Hampshire based on that. So, Domenico, if pro-Trump groups are the only other ones on the air there, what are they telling voters?
The Trump campaign and super PAC supporting him are continuing to hit Haley on immigration and on Social Security. Here's part of one ad on Social Security quoting Haley.
We say the rules have changed. We changed retirement age to reflect life expectancy. What we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that.
Haley's plan cuts Social Security benefits for 82% of Americans. Trump will never let that happen.
The Trump campaign is spending almost $1 million on that ad, and clearly this is part of his closing message.
Domenico, we've been talking a whole lot about Republicans. I want to shift our focus now to Democrats. They don't have a primary that counts in New Hampshire this year, but you say there are millions of dollars being spent on TV ads for that race, too?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Democrats demoted New Hampshire this year, stripped them of their delegates to the national convention because President Biden wanted to promote South Carolina, the state that propelled him to the nomination in 2020. But Dean Phillips, a Minnesota congressman who decided to challenge Biden, is using Biden's absence in New Hampshire as an opportunity. And he's employed, I'm not kidding here, Bigfoot.
I'm something of an expert on elusive creatures, so I challenged myself to find President Biden in New Hampshire during this primary season. I thought I was good at hiding, so I asked around, have you seen Joe?
So there it is. Dean Phillips has found Bigfoot, apparently. This is just one way that Phillips has really been trying to get attention. He and a group of supporting him have spent roughly $5 million on a contest that doesn't count. It's really pretty remarkable. You know, Biden's not officially on the ballot in New Hampshire, but there is a write-in campaign that's very active for him. Right now, that write-in campaign is leading Phillips in the polls. Certainly, though, if Phillips were to win in New Hampshire, it would be a pretty bad black eye for Biden, and the White House knows he can't afford that.
Was not expecting to talk about Bigfoot today, but NPR's Domenico Montanaro brought it in. Thank you so much.
Big news. Big news. He's out there.